Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And I am very excited to speak with you today. And I know I probably say that often, but I actually am. I'm feeling amazing this morning. I had a lot of clarity, a lot of enlightenment over the weekend doing the Captivating Weekend. New things that I've become aware of as far as the different love loop pattern types. I'm very excited. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've probably heard me mention that soon we'll be having a new membership option that will be a completely different option than the Captivating Courtship Code that will be coming very, very soon. And with that membership option, you'll be able to learn more about your specific love loop patterns, how to break them. That membership will be focusing on breakups, burnouts, and situationships, how to navigate those situations. And it's going to be a fully packed membership portal where you'll be able to access and work through it self-paced. It'll be a DIY option. It will not include coaching, will not be focused on coaching, but if you are a self-paced learner, if you are someone that you just like having access to information that you can access whenever you need, right at your fingertips, you have the motivation to navigate different obstacles and different experiences on your own, and you just want the tools and the support and the information at your hands to be able to navigate with clarity and intention, that's what the Love Loops membership is going to be for, and it's going to be for you. So you can go ahead and go to the link in the show notes, get on the wait list for that, for when that opens, because it will be coming very, very soon. And over the weekend, during the Captivating Weekend, I had some clarity about specifically the sexual love loop and the trophy love loop, which I talk about the trophy love loop probably more than any other pattern type, because that is the most common pattern type that I work with in the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. But for those two pattern types, they came up over the weekend, and I'm very excited to prepare for those workshops and be putting those workshops together for the Love Loop membership so that you guys can learn how to navigate those and have the support and the guidance that you need to shift those patterns so that you can transform your love life and attract the type of commitment and the type of partnership. And most of all, step into your worth when it comes to your love life. So very excited for that. Now, for those of you who don't know, next week, I'm very excited. Next week opens up spring enrollment. Spring enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. Now that the Captivating Weekend is over, right now, early bird enrollment is open for CCC. So if you are on the wait list, you should be getting some emails and notifications about early bird enrollment. But if you are not on the wait list, then you are going to be able to enroll in CCC next week from March 18th through the 29th. I think it's the 29th for regular enrollment. You'll be able to enroll in CCC, and this will be the first enrollment of 2024 for CCC, but it will also be the last enrollment until the fall. So from now until the fall, about August, September, I will not be taking any more women into the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program. And the reason for that is just after running this program for 3 years, going on 4 years this summer, after running this program for the last 3 years, what I've noticed is that CCC best serves clients during cuffing season. Like, cuffing season is a real thing. Scientifically, biologically, we do tend to seek partners and to focus more on companionship, partnership, love during the fall, winter, and early spring seasons, from roughly about September through March through April. So for those months, I will be having different enrollment periods. We'll be having different enrollment periods for CCC. There will be the fall enrollment, the winter enrollment, and then the spring enrollment. And after that, doors will be closed to CCC, and we will be focusing primarily on the Love Loop membership. And also, I'll be doing some other things that I have going on with the Love Loft. So that's kind of what's going to be going on, just giving you the heads up. So if you are a high achieving woman, and especially if you're a high achieving woman who's anxiously attached, and you want support in your love life, and you don't just want the tools, but you also want coaching, you want guidance, you want community. It's so important for ambitious, successful, high achieving women who are hardworking, who are educated, who often are the doers in their families or in their friends groups. It's so important for you to have a safe space. It's important for you to be in community, for you to not feel alone or isolated, or like you have to figure out everything on your own. Because I can bet that's pretty much how you have showed up in life up until this point. So even if you're in therapy, even if you have a great girlfriends group, I would still suggest for you to come and be a part of the CCC community. Hey, bring your girlfriends with you. The more, the merrier. But having a safe space where you can show up whenever you need over the next 12 months to be supported, to ask questions, to be vulnerable, to be honest, to be transparent, to learn from other women, to have a space where you are a part of community, where you feel connected, where you get to be seen and heard. That is so, so valuable. And the best thing is that even past the first 12 months of you having access to the group coaching, you will still be able to be a lifetime member of the CCC community, which means once you become a part of the CCC community, you are with us for life. You are going to be supported when it comes to the portal, when it comes to the community. You will have access to those tools and that information so that no matter what, you will be able to attract the right relationship for you. You become a lifetime member. You have 12 months of coaching, but you have lifetime access to the portal and to the community so that you can always post questions. You can always connect with other women. You can continue to learn. You get access to the updates, and you can continue working on shifting your love life. Whether you decide to stay in coaching or not, we are here to support you every step of the way until you have the partner and the relationship and the life that you deserve. So enrollment for that, again, regular enrollment opens between March 18th to March 29th, and early bird enrollment is open now until March 22nd. So go ahead and fill out the application, book your consultation. It's just a conversation. Don't make it a heavy thing. Don't allow yourself to feel like stressed or overwhelmed. We want to have a conversation to make sure that you are a good fit, because CCC is limited capacity. I enjoy working with women in a very intimate space, an intimate environment where everyone gets the opportunity to be seen and heard, which means that throughout the year, for the rest of the year, for 2024, I am only taking 16 new clients into CCC for the entire 2024. So depending on how many people enroll in each enrollment period depends on what the capacity is. So if you truly desire, if you're a high achieving woman, you're ambitious, and especially if you're anxiously attached, and you are truly desiring a support system, community, a safe space, we want to provide that for you in a very intimate way where you get to show up, you get to be seen and heard, you get to practice vulnerability, you get to connect with like-minded women, but most importantly, you get to be supported in your love life in a way that you deserve. And we do that by providing an intimate, safe space. And that's why enrollment and spacing is very limited. I can only take a small group of women at a time. And right now, considering who's already in coaching and what's already available, we only have capacity for 16 new women in 2024. What am I doing? Why am I so lost with this? So I keep going back to 2016 because I'm thinking about 16 women. And then I don't know where 2004 is coming from, but 16 women in 2024. This is going on year 4 of the program. And I am here to serve you. So go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching or go to the link in the show notes and get your application in and book your consultation so that we can decide if you are a great fit. And if you're not a great fit, then I will have some other suggestions on how you can be supported, whether it's within your time, within your budget, within your lifestyle. I'll make sure that you have the tools that you need to move your love life forward. So today we are talking about boundaries and blind spots. We are talking about overcoming your blind spots, uncovering your blind spots, and setting boundaries. And I wanted to talk to you about this today, one, because of some of the conversations that happened over the Captivating Weekend, which, by the way, you can also get on the waitlist right now. Again, the information and links are in the show notes. Get on the waitlist right now for the next Captivating Weekend, which will take place in August. The next Captivating Weekend will be the event leading up into our fall enrollment period. So if you would like to create your 90-day attraction plan, if you would like to learn more about your patterns, about the courtship process, about crafting your 90-day attraction plan and how you can use that to move your love life forward in a very intentional step-by-step way, you want to go ahead and get on the wait list for the next event in August. Just go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to captivatingcourtship.com/captivatingweekend and put the information in. And I'll actually will be changing it in the fall. It will be a 2-day event, not a 3-day event. We're going down to just 2 days for that event. And it may even be in person in the fall. Not 100% sure about that yet. I'm still playing with that idea, but it may actually turn into an in-person event by the fall. So I would definitely give you that information and let you know that. But for now, and to be the first to know, you want to make sure that you are on the wait list. So just go through all the links in the show notes and get all the information, all the tools that you need to get started today. Like I said, so today we're talking about setting boundaries and uncovering your blind spots. I want to talk to this because of some of the conversations that were coming up during the Captivating Weekend. And I was in the reminder that boundaries and blind spots are something that many women will struggle with and continue to struggle with, and keeps you in a loop. It'll keep you in a courtship loop. It'll keep you in a pattern where you keep having the same experiences with, it's like you're dating the same men with a different face. You just keep going through the same experiences over and over again, and you can't figure out what is it that you don't know or what is it that you need to do differently. And oftentimes, those blind spots are directly linked to boundaries that you are not upholding. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to break that down. I'm also going to share with you today what you need to do to turn this around. But if you're having difficulty not only setting, but keeping boundaries as well, maybe you are having some challenges because you're aware of your patterns. One thing that I know about the women that I work with, especially in CCC, by the time women get to CCC and they make that decision, a lot of times they have been in therapy or they've been reading relationship books. Maybe you've read Attached or some of the other relationship books. Maybe you've done some courses or seminars or workshops when it comes to relationships, marriage, your love life. You're into personal development. You have been doing the work. So you may have a level of awareness of your patterns. You're like, well, I know that I tend to do these things, or these are the common experiences that I have. Maybe you've done the Love Loops mini course already. You're like, I'm aware of my patterns. Maybe you've been in coaching in the past and you're like, well, I know what my patterns are. I get it. But you don't feel confident or certain on how to shift them. So you're like, I know what's going on with me. I know what my problem is. I'm very aware. I just don't know what I need to do different. I don't know how to do it different. I don't know how to stick to it, right? You may be in that space. So like I said, you might be stuck in cycles of repeat experiences. You may be stuck in cycles of situationships, kind of sort of relationships, where you're always so close to commitment. And that is one of the most painful things that a lot of the women that come to me when they are ready for coaching, when they're ready to join CCC, a lot of women are fresh out of a breakup. A lot of them are stuck and struggling with situationships where they find themselves in this hamster wheel of just reoccurring experiences over and over again. Maybe there's an ex or a guy that just keeps lingering around that they just can't get rid of. They can't break free from it. They don't understand what they need to do different, or they don't have the confidence to do something different. this may be where you are right now. And even though you want a partner, and I'm very specific when I say that, and you may hear me lately, I've been using the term partner versus husband or marriage. And the reason why I have been doing that, yes, my girls, especially my CCC girls, they want to be married. They want to be a wife. You want to be a wife. You want to be married. You want marriage. I totally understand it. But what I know about the type of women that I work with is that they don't just want to be a wife. That's not simply the role that they're looking to play. The types of women that I work with, the types of women that tune into this podcast, the types of women that I work with in CCC, they want a partner. You want a partner. You are looking for someone that you can do life with. You are looking for someone that treats you with respect, that sees your value, that cherishes you, that wants to build a life with you, that's in the mud with you, right? Not just a man that's just going to show up. Yes, you do want a protector and a provider, and I'm going to tell you, girl, go get it. Count your coins. Go get it. But you also want someone that is going to be in it with you. Someone that you can build with. Someone that's just not just only just leading the way, but someone also that respects your strengths and the things that you have to offer as well. So that is what you're looking for. You are looking for a fulfilling relationship. You're not necessarily looking for a man that wants you to submit and obey, even though your natural feminine inclination is to follow and to flow with him, right? You want to cooperate, but you're not looking to play that role of the quote unquote wife necessarily. You are truly looking for a partner. And most importantly, I know that my girls are ready for relief, right? My high achievers, my doers, my go-getters, my high achieving women, they are looking for relief. And I'm not talking about relief that's solely in the financial way. Yes, you absolutely do want financial support. You definitely want someone who has their stuff together and stable, all those things. We know that already. We can just put that conversation aside. When I'm talking about relief, when I'm talking about partnership, the types of women that I work with, they are looking for someone that's going to be a breath of fresh air. Someone that's going to allow them to breathe. Someone, a man, who's going to allow them to rest when they are in his presence, when they are with him, when they are building a relationship with him. They feel like they can be at ease because they trust him, because he's coming in with the intention to make life better. So I know that you're looking for relief. I know that you're looking for a partner. I know that you want a fulfilling relationship. But if you're in a place where you're blind spots and your lack of boundaries are causing you to struggle when it comes to your relationships, you may be commonly telling yourself that it's just about you haven't met the right person. I'm just not meeting the right person. You may struggle at moments, maybe not all the time, but at moments you may be struggling with not feeling good enough, not feeling fully worthy. You may know you're worthy on a surface level, on a conscious level, but on a deeper subconscious level, you may still secretly struggle with feeling enough, with feeling good enough, with feeling worthy, with trying to figure out why are you always the bridesmaid and never the bride? Why is it that men want you and they pursue you and all those things, but they don't commit to you? They don't step up to provide for you, don't step up to take care of you. And I've actually had some really great clarity with this, specifically about the trophy pattern over the weekend that I'm going to be diving into in CCC and in the Love Loops membership portal, but I got you girls, my trophy girls, I got you on this. And it reminds me so much of, if you watch Love is Blind, my daughter, bless her heart, she recently got me hooked on Love is Blind. I'm not into dating and relationship shows at all. Surprisingly, a lot of people will reach out to me like, hey, do you watch this show? Hey, do you like, I don't enjoy watching dating and relationship shows. One, because I think they're very surface level. Two, because I deal with it all the time. It's like when I want to decompress and I want a break and I want to dumb down, I don't want to think about relationships and dating and all those things. I don't want to think about it. So it's not enjoyable for me in that type of way. However, my daughter did ask me to watch Love is Blind with her. And I'm hooked. Like, I am in it now. I actually skipped straight to episode 3. I watched the whole series, but I do have to go back and watch episodes 1 and 2. But I absolutely love and am obsessed with Love is Blind now. I love it. And if you are watching it, then you know that the Clay and AD, and this might be a spoiler, so if you are watching, you haven't watched the episode, then fast forward this part. But with Clay and AD, when Clay rejected AD at the altar, which was painful to watch and so heartbreaking, and that's a whole nother story. One thing that AD mentioned when she was back in her dressing room is not feeling enough, not feeling good enough. And I remember when her mom spoke to her before they were at the altar, and her mom really poured into her. Her mom said to her, you know, if any man feels as though you're not enough, like that's not your person. And her mom really spoke to her as being enough. But even with that pep talk, even with all of the amazing attributes that AD has, in that moment where she felt deeply rejected, the first thing she went to was, I just feel like it's never enough. Like, I just feel like I'm never enough. It's not enough. Like, I'm just not enough. And that is a common wound. That is a common wound. And I feel for my girls. I feel for you. I understand. I have been there in the past. So I completely understand what that feels like. And that's often linked to other things in childhood where you feel like you had to do and you had to prove, you had to work super hard to be enough and to be good enough, to be seen, to be heard, to be validated. That could be from childhood. It could be a mother wound, a father wound. It could come from various things. But that wound of not being worthy, not being good enough, it runs deep. And it triggers a deep need for validation, a deep need for security, a deep need to just be seen and to be heard. And if that's not healed, if you don't work through that, and that's the work that we do in coaching, but if you don't work through that and you don't get clear in stepping into a power, into an energy, into a space where you absolutely are enough, and you know that, not just at the tongue, not just on the surface, but deep down in your soul, in your spirit, on a deeper, deeper subconscious level, you believe that you are worthy enough. Until you get to that space, you will not have the type of relationship that you deserve. You just won't. So you may be thinking and struggling with the belief that you're not enough, right? You may be struggling with the belief that you're just not meeting the right person, or that men just aren't serious about commitment anymore. Men don't want marriage, or men don't want partners, or you feeling clueless about what you're doing wrong. Like, I just can't figure it out. I just don't know what I'm not doing. I just don't know what other women are doing. I just don't know why I keep going through the same things over and over and over again and nothing is changing. If that's you, and if that's what you're thinking the problem is, I want to give you some relief today and let you know that that's not what the actual problem is, right? You may be not meeting the right men, or you may actually be meeting a lot of the right types of men for you. Especially my trophy girls. My trophy girls tend to attract the types of men that they do want, the types of men that they would want to commit to. That's not the problem. You are enough. You have value. It's not about you not being good enough. That's not the problem. It's not that men are not serious about commitment and they don't want commitment. Some men don't, right? But there are men that do want it and that exists. And some of the men that you may be courting right now or have in the past that are warm guys specifically, they may actually want it. Okay? And you may feel clueless. You may feel like you just can't figure it out, but I'm telling you right now, that's not the problem either, because I can provide you, we here at Captivating Courtship can provide you with the tools to figure it out. You can totally have access to the tools that you need to figure it out. If you want to figure it out, you will. It's like what they say about men, if he wants to, he will. If you want to figure it out, you will, okay? Here's what the actual problem is that you're experiencing, and then I'm gonna share with you the solution and what you need to do about it. So first things first, you have to get clear on your blind spots. Yes, you may be aware of some of your patterns. Yes, you may be aware of some of the things that you typically do, but I want you to completely remove the blindfold. I want you to completely take off the rose-colored glasses about how you see yourself, about the shell, the mask, the image that you have created about yourself, in order for you to fully see yourself, fully see your blind spots, fully see where there's a gap in who you want to be portrayed as and how you want men to see you and how you say you want to be when it comes to your love life and how you're actually showing up. I need you to get clear on those blind spots, okay? I need you to know how to confidently, this is part of the problem. You need to confidently know how to set and keep boundaries from your worth, from your value. In CCC, we talk about doing it from your throne. And I love it when my CCC girls, like over the weekend, and it's like, I need to get back on my throne. I love it. I love it. But you need to know how to set boundaries from your throne. Get crystal clear on your blind spots. Got to close that gap on who you say you are and who you're being. You need to confidently set and keep boundaries, get back on your throne so that you are sitting in your worth. You're sitting so strongly on that commitment bridge in your worth so that you are naturally and effortlessly moving closer to the type of relationship that you want. That's the first part of your problem. The next part that has to be addressed are your wounds when it comes to FOMO, fear of missing out, abandonment, and rejection wounds. Because when that fear of missing out kicks in, the abandonment wounds, or any wounds that you have around rejection starts to kick in, you will completely throw your boundaries away. You will completely step back into those blind spots, back into those patterns, and shrink and ignore what you actually want and deserve. You won't feel confident to stand in your value. You won't feel confident to be on your throne. I want you to think about it. When a queen is on her throne, there's a level of confidence that you have to show up with to claim that spot. And when a queen's not feeling confident, when she's feeling weak, when she's feeling undeserving, when she's feeling not good enough, when she's not certain, when she's not able to channel that power, she's not going to feel worthy of that throne. She's not going to feel worthy of the crown. And she's not going to allow herself to be supported by her court. So I need you, when those fears of abandonment, rejection, the fear of missing out, when those things start coming up, you have to be prepared. You have to know how to get back on your throne and channel that energy back in and move with a high level of certainty and worthiness and deservingness forward. You have to be able to move forward towards the relationship that you want. Because the very reason why you do not in this moment have the relationship, have the life, have the things that you want is because of these blind spots that you possess and the lack of boundaries that you have. That's really it. You have to get clear on your blind spots. You have to close the gap between who you say you are and who you're being. And you have to start setting boundaries around your value alignment, around your worth, so that you are showing up and you're not moving from a place of FOMO, of abandonment, or rejection wounds. So here's the solution and what I want you to do. If you're in CCC, and even if you, like I said, if you want to learn more about the Love Loose membership, get on the wait list because you'll be supported in these areas in it with that membership as well. So everything that you need is in the show notes. But if you want coaching, if you want support to do this, you want to go ahead and apply to CCC now. Go to the link in the show notes. You can get on the wait list and so you can get your application in while enrollment is open. But what you need to do, the first thing, you have to get clear on your love loop patterns. We have the free Love Loop mini course. Go to the link, sign up, get that mini course so that you can access the mini course. That's the first thing, okay? Get the free Love Loops mini course, get clearer, and get some idea of what your patterns are. Of course, in the modules, when you are an actual client, you are able to go deeper. If you're a Love Loop membership member or if you're a CCC member, you are able to access the full course and everything that you need to know about those pattern types. But you right now, you're going to start off with the Love Loops mini course. You need to get clear on what your pattern types are. The next two things that you're going to have to shift, you're going to focus on, and we provide you the tools for this in CCC, you have to do the inner child and the shadow work. You can do this on your own. You do not have to do it how we teach it. You can absolutely do it on your own, but you have to get to those inner child wounds. You have to get to those shadows, those triggers, the things that you're holding guilt and shame around, so that you can have the confidence, you can step into your worth when it comes to attracting the type of relationship and being able to communicate and set boundaries and really sit on your throne in that. Next, you have to get reacquainted with your value alignment. This is a big thing. And I love that over the weekend we had the conversation, and one of the attendees and women of CCC, she was saying that she realizes that there is definitely a gap in who she wants to be portrayed as, or who she says she is, versus how she's showing up. And the reason why the value alignment is so important is because you don't want to be out of integrity with yourself. When you're out of integrity with yourself, when you want others to see you a certain way, you want others to validate you in a certain way, but you're not showing up as that version of you, you're going to shrink, you're going to settle, you're going to put men on a pedestal, you're going to question your value, you're going to be neglecting and self-abandoning, you're not going to be authentically and naturally and effortlessly communicating your value to not just men, but everyone around you, but most importantly to yourself, in a way that will allow you to have the type of relationships and the type of life that you want. So you have to close the gap on that value alignment. So you're going to go in the modules to the value alignment exercises and do the work. Go through that, get clear on what your value, what your authentic value is, and start aligning with that. And the last thing, of course, is setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries and have the confidence to communicate and show up in an energy. It's not just about the verbal, but even in your actions and in your energy, you have to be able to hold a boundary. And it's hard and it's scary, because that fear of rejection will kick in. That FOMO will kick in. The abandonment wounds will kick in that will tell you to negotiate. And it's not about being rigid or cold, but you have to be able to have the boundaries that align with the version of you. When we talk about value alignment, your boundaries have to align with who you are becoming, who you're stepping into. It has to align with the type of relationship that you want. And if you cannot confidently require those boundaries for you to be integrity with those boundaries, for you to respect those boundaries, it's going to be very difficult, nearly impossible, for you to have the relationship you want. You will not have it. And this is why I say it may not be the man. It may not be the man. Maybe that man's not ready. Maybe he will become ready. But what's really going to happen and have to shift is how you show up. He's either going to step up or he's going to move out the way. But the only way for you to know that is with those boundaries in place. So if you need help with this, if you need support with this, we have so many ways to support you. Even if you feel like I already know my patterns, or I've been in therapy, any of those things. If you do not have the life, the relationship, the goals, you're not the version of you that you want to be, if you are not there, there's still work to be done. And that's okay. It's normal and it's okay. I'm still working on myself. I'm not perfect. I'm constantly growing, constantly working on myself, constantly uncovering new blind spots. So this isn't just like a one-time deal. This is a lifetime journey. Even when you're married, even when you're with your partner, even when you have children, you're still going to be growing. Like, you are put on this planet to grow, to evolve. So don't make it seem like you've reached a destination and then you're done. This is a lifetime thing, which is why in CCC, we do give you lifetime access. But here are some tools that are going to support you. Now, the first thing I'm super excited about, and I introduced this during the Captivating Weekend, on day one of the Captivating Weekend, I introduced the new Love Loops quiz. Now, I am trying to find the best tool and the best option right now to be able to host this quiz where you can work through it, you know, with tech and just be able to do the quiz. But if right now, if you're listening to this episode and you want access to a PDF that has the Love Loops quiz, where you can get very clear on what's your current love loop pattern, what is the love loop pattern that you're in right now, what's the primary pattern that you're in, I'm very happy and very excited to introduce this quiz. So if you want access to the PDF version of this quiz, I want you to send me a DM on Instagram, or you can send the email that simply just says quiz, and I will send the PDF download of the quiz to you. Number two, the free Love Loops mini course. Go to the link in the show notes so that you can access the free Love Loops mini course and you can start getting clarity on your patterns. Number three, the way that we're here to support you is the new Love Loops membership. You can go and get on the wait list right now. I can't wait because there's going to be a special announcement coming soon with the launch and the opening of that membership. But you would like to have access to the new Love Loops membership portal and to be able to have access and become a part of this community. Like we're putting it out there. We're helping not just women, but I want to help everyone to transform their patterns, to step into their worth and when their value when it comes to their love life, to help be a part of that, to help spread that. You want to be a part of the Love Loops membership. So go to the link in the show notes, get on the wait list so you are the first to know when doors open for that. And last but not least, the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program, which is the intimate, safe space and community for high achieving women who are anxiously attached and want to attract a partner for commitment. If that is you and you want support of the highest caliber and be supported every single step of the way, even with lifetime access and 12 months of group coaching calls, I want to work with you. I want you to become a part of our amazing community and connect with other high achieving, successful women who are in the same space as you and that can support you and cheer you on every step of the way. You're going to go to the link in the show notes, get on the wait list and put in your application while doors to CCC are open before they close for fall enrollment. So right now, between now for the early bird enrollment, which has special perks, if you're on the wait list, special perks for early bird enrollment and for regular enrollment is open from now till the end of March. So you want to make sure that you join CCC, you bring a friend, you tell a friend. If you are already in CCC, you renew and you claim one of the spots, because once those 16 spots are filled for the year, we'll not be taking any new women into CCC. So I'm so thankful, so happy to have you with me for today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.